I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You learn interesting things about your coworkers and your friends when you're sitting at a bar over a beer. That's for sure.
Sometimes it's definitely too much information.
So our coworker Alan is here, and we were having a drink the other day, and he revealed this. Go ahead, Alan.
When it comes to shrimp cocktail or shrimp scampi or anything like that, not always, but sometimes I'll eat the whole thing, tail included.
Oh, whoa, I can't do that.
But, like what?
I'm going to feel that going all the way down my throat. And to be honest with you, I'm often wondering whether or not I'm doing it right because I'll just squeeze that tail. I know that there's some meat. There's a certain amount, a portion, an eighth, you know, or whatever of the shrimp that's still going to remain in there. And that makes me sad. I want it, but I'm not willing to eat the shell around it.
Well, I do chew it. It's not like I eat it whole.
Disgusting. It's literally the most disgusting thing. Like, who eats a whole shrimp tail? And then I was wondering, like, what happens the inside of your body when that little, like, you know, it's almost like a flower, the way it blossoms at the end of the shrimp tail. Like, how does that process through your guts?
Just like everything else.
Would you eat, like, the seeds of a tree, like, the, you know, the helicopter things that fall down? Because it feels like the same to me. How is that not getting stuck around one of those turns in your intestines?
I feel like he's got 70 in his belly right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And
no,
I'm doing just fine.
No.
You people are weird.
We're weird because we don't eat the shrimp tails.
You're very judgy, everybody.
Sometimes judgment is warranted.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Is there something weird that you eat that's just out of the ordinary? What is it? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna Raven.
I guess it would be orange peels. So they tell me. I love orange peels.
My grandmother eats orange peels, too.
They're supposed to be like, it's good for preventing cancer.
Is it really?
Actually. Yeah, it's supposed to be like a wonder food.
Yeah, it has something called rutin in it. It's kind of bitter, but it's good for you. I don't know why, but it really goes with my taste buds. I love it.
Have you ever seen those late night commercials with like Cindy Crawford and she's like on an Italian hillside with cantaloupes?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that? And
yeah.
It's a skincare thing?
Yeah.
I would eat a cantaloupe whole. What? If it would make me look like Cindy Crawford when I was 60 or 70 or however old she is now at this point.
Why do you want to look like Cindy Crawford?
She just looks fantastic. Her skin is radiant.
Okay.
I love cantaloupe, but I don't have that. It's not having that effect on me.
1-800-330-9999. What's that strange thing you eat? What is the strange food that you eat? 1-800-330-9999. Our boss, Keith, had mentioned something to me. Keith, what is it that you eat?
I would go to baseball games and buy a bag of peanuts, and I would lick the shells.
I told you it was about the salt.
Is so delicious. And I said, well, if I'm going to come this far, let's eat this whole thing. And then I would pop the whole thing in my mouth, and it's delicious. Like, you can mock it, but it's so delicious. The problem is you can't eat the whole bag or you have what I call the peanut hangover the next morning. Yeah. You feel weird.
Yeah.
Not your stomach, but like your head. You're out of it.
Yeah.
Because of all the peanuts in your brain.
I mean, the shells.
There's probably something in the shell, right? I mean, the shells aren't the cleanest things all the
pesticides.
Time either.
Pesticides. Right. It's probably the pesticides.
How many times do you have to chew a shell before you're able to swallow it?
Well, there's little guys and there's big guys.
Oh.
I would say 5 times for me, and you bounce it around left side of the mouth, right side of the mouth, so you get all that salt, and then
you sound insane.
Why don't we just get you a salt lick like a deer in my yard?
But none of you,
or something.
Neither of you have ever done that?
No,
not once.
No.
Oh, I tell you, it's really delicious, but it has to be from like a baseball game or like a sporting event or a concert.
Right.
Like, I don't do it on like a Tuesday in my office.
It's got to be a special day,
right? It's got to be an event, and they're like $8, so you get your money's worth,
all right. Right.
Willing to pay for it with peanut constipation the next day, I guess.
Yeah. What's that nasty thing you eat, though? I shouldn't say nasty, because clearly if you eat it, you enjoy it. So what's the strange thing you like to eat? 1-800-330-9999. Ann and Raven?
Chicken hearts and gizzards sautéed.
But isn't that like an old school thing, right?
Old school.
I mean, right? They sell the gizzards and the hearts, don't they?
I would think so. I don't know. You just have to go out and grab it out of the animal.
I can't
if
say
you
that.
Can find them. They're always sold out.
They're sold out everywhere.
Yeah, people are after them.
High
man.
Demand.
Right.
High demand.
I saute them in butter, garlic, white wine with peppers, onions, and mushrooms. and serve it over white rice.
I mean, if you serve that, literally, you could saute anything in that mixture, sir, and put it over white rice, and I'll eat it.
Oh.
Right? Wrap burger. That's a wrap burger you're eating right there. Delicious.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that strange thing you eat?
Roast beef and butter.
Oh, that just sounds delicious.
Yeah, I mean, I like both those things, right?
With some potatoes on the side, well, give me like a crusty loaf of bread.
That's a trick, too, is you just shove like a stick of butter on a steak, right? Yeah. Make that thing perfect. It can be the worst cut of meat. If you add enough butter to it, it's delicious. And then, Raven, what's that weird thing you eat?
Okay, so let me process this by saying, no, I'm not pregnant. But my favorite sandwich is tuna fish, cream cheese, and bread and butter pickle sandwich.
Oh, my gosh.
My friends try it. My friends have tried it, and it is delicious. So you got to try it.
Cream cheese. Cream cheese on a sandwich.
With tuna fish?
Cream cheese, tuna fish, bread and butter pickles.
Now, here's
I'm
the
into
thing.
It. Sign me up. I want it.
Cream cheese on just about anything. Mm-hmm. But in a sandwich, it seems excessive that I would have it on that.
Well, that makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
It makes me feel like I'm definitely squeezing my arteries during that one sandwich. And then the tuna fish, that is strange to me. It's a different contrast.
If the bread is toasted, sign me up. I want that. Yeah, thank you for the call.
It is good. You have to try it.
Huh? Yeah. We're going to.
Don't bring it in the studio.
Yeah.
It's going to stink.
1-800-330-9999. What's that strange thing that you love to eat? Over the weekend, I learned that our boss, Keith, eats peanuts whole, even the shell. He just pops them all the way in. And then Alan, our coworker, he eats the shrimp tails, like the fan part. He just pops the whole thing in his mouth like it's nothing.
Terrible.
What is that strange thing you eat? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
My son, actually, he likes ketchup a lot, and he puts it in his soup.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, that's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine it not breaking up. It just being like isolated.
No, that's terrible. No, not my chicken noodle.
It's disgusting.
No, you need to stop that, man. You need to stop. You need to put a stop to that for your son.
That is your God-given right as a mother.
That's terrible. Stop. Right. You're allowed to forbid that, like Shakespearean.
Hi. Sit on Raven. What's that weird food you eat?
I eat eggshells.
Ew! Doesn't that cut open your intestines? That has to break something inside. That has to.
I haven't had a problem with it. You have to, you grind them down in your mouth a little bit. It's like potato chips. Potato chips don't cut you out.
Congratulations on your lack of perforations to your lower intestine. I mean, are we talking like a chunk that you got like on a hard-boiled egg, or are we talking like I throw you a hard-boiled egg, you knock it on your head, and then just throw the whole thing in your mouth?
Yeah, I'm just gonna bite into it like.
Wow. Okay. All right, that's odd.
It's so strange.
Try it sometime.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I know you're supposed to suck on Tic Tacs, but I chew those, but it doesn't feel the same.
That's different. That's like a burst of deliciousness.
Right.
Sometimes I get excited and I bite them too.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that weird thing you eat?
I actually eat the core of an apple when I eat an apple.
Why do you eat it, though? Really?
Okay, first of all, like, I don't understand why we don't in the first place. Like, why is, like, the image of an apple being eaten, like, you always see the core. But, like, where am I going to put it? Like, I don't want to get up and go throw it away, but I can't, like, put it down on a table because it's all wet. Like, I'm just going
to
eat it.
You eat the apple core because you're too lazy to go throw it away?
For convenience. He does it for packing purposes.
What? That is insane. Like, I
don't eat the stem, but
If you eat a bag of chips, do you eat the bag because you don't want to get up?
If he could digest it, if he could pass it, he might, right?
That's actually genius.
Right. Sell chips in an edible bag.
Oh,
that is kind of genius, except for the outside would be disgusting.
Yeah.
Right. But that's all right. You know, an apple is kind of a quick snack. You know, I love apples. I eat a lot of apples. And I always have two every morning. You know why? Because I just rip through the first one.
Well, maybe if you ate the stem and the core, you wouldn't be hungry.
It would slow
anymore.
Things down. Right. Maybe if I put it inside a potato chip bag and then ate that and that would be good too.
If you ate an apple seed, I'm pretty sure an apple tree grows in your belly.
No,
I think so. That happens with watermelon seeds too. Everybody knows that. It's just science.
Nope.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that weird thing you eat?
Okay, so I am from Peru, so I eat two very interesting things. I eat beef heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
And in the north, a delicacy is called gui, and it's guinea pig.
That's what I knew. I knew you were going to say it. I knew you were going to say it.
Oh, Raven loves guinea pig. He eats it all the time.
I met very cute guinea pigs last week. Now, they're bigger, aren't they? Aren't they bigger than regular guinea pigs that we have around here hanging out?
Yeah, I mean, they farm them. So
oh, my God. No, they're not bigger. Oh, my gosh. They're the same size. I met Katie and Mr. Wiggles the other day, and they were so cute.
Okay. You can't eat Mr. Wiggles.
Katie moves around a lot. Wherever she wanted to. She didn't care at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just so a warning, don't use the table in the second conference room.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Thank you for the call. Still, it doesn't seem like a justifiable reason to put them over the barbecue.
Oh, my gosh. All right, what is that strange food you eat? Let us know on our Facebook page. And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.